Steremiah deals with what we might think of as a sin as well as its opposite. So in Sacred Anatomy Energy Medicine, a sin in this context is a loss of internal connection. It's a breakdown of the relationship between the internal life of the divine, located at the core, and the expressing individuation, which is the fountainhead, but it's also all throughout the structure. When we turn our back on this profound part of who and what we are, it is possible to lose the way and forget our true selves. The structure holds everything, including the experiences we have that we're ashamed of, we feel guilty about, and that we'd like to go back in time and just change. And it turns out that every sin, as we refer to it in this context, has its opposite. Both are located in the subtle anatomy and have a pull toward a connection to one another. They're caught in time and not able to move away from the memory and the reality. Because opposites attract, exact opposites attract exactly. This operating principle, like attracts like, can be used to create a connection between the two realities, one that has a historical basis, that which could be thought of as your sin, and one that is the preferred or desired result. So letting this go will release your snare of Maya and free you from the need to live ensnared, held by your sinful action, and absolutely stopped in time. Understanding the agenda of the sin, breathing into it and experiencing the memory of the sin and its opposite, creating the snare. So remember, it is understanding the agenda of the sin, then breathing into it, experiencing the memory of the sin and its opposite at the same moment, calling upon the support of your four aspects and guardian angels is helpful to enable release. And getting one's head around both realities, the sin and its opposite, the exact opposite, creates the space that you need to go to resolution and release this snare of Maya. For a more advanced client, the snare of Maya is going to feel like a tremendous step forward. They probably should have already done the four aspects meditation, but encourage them to identify for themselves both their greatest sin and its exact opposite. And it doesn't have to be what you think it is. It has to be what the client thinks it is. So apply the edge practice, get permission, and determine the need for releasing the snare of Maya. Lead your client through the exercise to expand into their greater mind and into the template. So now they're operating differently. Now remember, this is the client, not you. Ask the client to name the emotions of the sin and allow them to arise in memory and describe the image of the snare and their greatest sin. So you should have already talked about something they have great regret for in their life. And then the exact opposite of that, what would that be? And then have them name the emotions that come up when they see first one and then the other, and possibly when they're holding both of them. Ask them to fully expand the template three times by activating the star point. So you're in the greater mind, you have a sense of what your snare is, and then you expand the star points, completely activating it with your big template expansion. Next, you telegraph into the template and you feel to where the old sin is. So that's your original sin, so to speak. Find the opposite of that sin and will be located almost exactly on the other side of the HES. Next, you're going to feel the connection and notice the tension and the pull between the two points. This tension is actually the snare. So we're tripped up by the tension between the sin of disconnection and its exact opposite. Rock each endpoint up and down like a seesaw, feeling the tension between the two points. Ask the client to call in their four aspects, their guardian angels, to support the release, and have them gather all around the client. Ask the client to take a deep breath, feel the snare of Maya, and then the tension between the sin and its opposite. Take a moment and witness and release your agenda about this issue. So that's their instruction. So while they're taking a deep breath and feeling it, you're just literally holding them, just witnessing them. And after they've done that and they've released their agenda about the issue, you're going to take it even deeper while asking, are you willing to live without this agenda? Are you willing to live without this? And once they've said yes, you ask the client to repeat the following statements 3 times each. I am no better than this. I am no better than this. I am no better than this. And the next phrase, I am that and not that. I am that and not that. They will be having a shift that can be really like your brain cracking. And it's this big shift into literally being able to hold two exact opposite things. So after they've done that 3 times, you lift out the snare of Maya and you say to the client, take a deep breath from your toes, exhaling out the top of your head, lifting your arms and pushing and reaching out above your head. Say, I am. Lifting up your arms, pushing up, reaching out above your head. So have them do that. Take a deep breath from their toes, exhale out the top of their head, lifting their arms up. They say, I am. Simultaneously, the practitioner lifts out together both the snare and its opposite. So they're doing this action and you're lifting that out with you, L and L, underneath, filling the space in the structure that becomes empty. And then you fill any holes that are left by bringing in more you, L and L. Next, you bring in sanctuary specifically, but also any other replenishing energies that you douse that are needed. Finally, harmonizing the template, and then integration, blending, witnessing stabilization, and I urge ancestral stabilization, integration, and blending. The snare of Maya is an accomplishment.